Hey guys, fair warning, these are going to be shorter in the future. Here we go. 10th characteristic that you should be working on as a leader is your ability to be a hands-off boss. So we're talking about autonomy, we're talking about your ability to pass on information effectively and kind of set things out in a 1 hour meeting and then kind of just leave them to it for 2 weeks at a time, 3 weeks at a time, or just kind of leave an entire project to them without needing to have your hands on the pulse of everything that's going on. Because you need to be able to be objective about your business, and you can't do that if you're completely hands-on all the time. This comes back to the idea of onboarding your team when you hire them. You need to onboard properly. You need to define your team culture so that they understand the way that you work in the best and most effective way possible. And they need to understand exactly what it is that they're doing and what you would like them to do. So that comes back to kind of everything that we've talked about when it comes to leadership traits. Then you need to be able to let go because being a boss is about stepping back and seeing the big picture, and you can't see the big picture if you're always in it. So you need to be able to let things go. And the thing that I kind of say and sometimes raises eyebrows is if you're power hungry, you shouldn't be an entrepreneur. If you're a power hungry person, you're not going to be able to build a business that works because you're going to be so suffocating to everything and everyone around you because you're going to be a micromanager and you're not going to be able to scale your business and it's not going to be sustainable if it's just you doing everything. So, another way to think about it really is don't pay people to steal your sleep. You are working to onboard a team and build a team and lead a team, giving them these vertical and horizontal promotions so that they can essentially do the work for you. That's why you hire people, that's why you pay people, so that you don't have to do it. Again, back to making sure that you know how to do all the jobs, but you don't do all the jobs. Know how to communicate effectively so that you can tell them exactly what you want them to do and then leave them to it. So, if you've done all the 10 characteristics, if you worked on hiring the right people, onboarding your team properly, and everything else we've talked about in the past, you should be able to be hands-off and travel the world, go to conferences, do whatever the heck you like with your time, and still be making money through your business. So, yeah, that's how you should go about being a leader that is not power hungry and is building a scalable, sustainable, and healthy business. I hope that helped. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.